as trouble and sin, where his light can't get in. But brave-hearted folks, don't despair. Oh, I know God can heal this world with one hand. Just open your hearts. He's in there.
Back at the beginning of the set, Darren and Brooke Aldridge sang My Prayer from their 2021 record, The Life We're Living. Then Donna Ulisse gave us Faith is a Journey from her 2013 record, I Am a Child of God. And then Grant Malloy Smith from his new record, Appalachia American Stories, gave us I Found Faith. I am Mander Richard, thanking each and every one of you for having listened to all or part of today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast. You can always get in touch with me by dropping me a note on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey everybody, be well, stay safe, be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. If your doctor will let you, please get a COVID-19 vaccination. And since the numbers are still high, when you go inside, particularly around strangers, please put a mask on. Hey everybody, thanks so much, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
I'm a physician.
I am a nurse.
I'm a nurse too, but I'm also a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine.
I got it because I'm a son and a husband.
I got it to protect my community.
It's been proven to be extremely effective against the spread of the virus.
It's been more rigorously tested than any vaccine in history to make sure it's safe.
When we get it, we protect ourselves and our community.
It's your choice. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dabby-doo-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
It's time to check the WRCT Pittsburgh radio calendar and then the WRCT Pittsburgh music calendar. Here's the radio calendar. Just some reminders of some events you might be interested in. The Lawrenceville Farmers Market, held in Arsenal Park on 40th Street in Pittsburgh, Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's running all the way through December 14th, rain or shine. For more information, you can call 412-802-7220 or email market@lunited.org. We've got several announcements we can tell you about some of the events at the Carnegie Museums at 4400 Forbes Avenue. Monster Fish is at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, 4400 Forbes Avenue through December 27th. It's an exhibit by the National Geographic Society depicting the search for the last of the ancient giant river fish. As I said, it's on display through December 27th at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. Visit carnegiemnh.org for more information. And how's about two of the ones in the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art? Running through January 9th in the Heinz Galleries, Wildlife. The exhibition Wildlife brings together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 60s to the 2000s are paired with Reeves' recent reupholstered sculptures. That's a tongue twister. Reeves' recent reupholstered sculptures. And this is on display through January 9th at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art, also at 4400 Forbes Avenue. More information at cmoa.org. The Fabricated Landscape is another one of the exhibitions in the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art. This one runs through January 17th of 2022. The Fabricated Landscape exhibition presents cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices, led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today. Again, this is on display through January 17th. And for more information, go to cmoa.org. And how's about one exhibition going on at the Warhol? Marisol and Warhol Take New York at the Andy Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street, running through February 14th. Marisol and Warhol Take New York charts the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in the early 1960s. The exhibition explores the artists' parallel rises to success, formation of their artistic persona, their gallery relationships, and early artistic practices from 1960 to 1968. This is on display through February 14th of 2022 at the Andy Warhol Museum on the North Side. For more information, visit warhol.org. That's warhol.org. That was the WRCT Radio Calendar. The WRCT Radio Calendar is heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m., unless we're in the throes of automation. If your organization has an event or an online event to include in the WRCT Radio Calendar, please email information at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. And now, it's time to check the WRCT Music Calendar. Some live performances in the greater Pittsburgh area are still being affected by the COVID-19 situation. Visit your favorite artists and venues websites to see what music is available live and online, and check the venues websites for any COVID-19 related restrictions. Tuesday, November 16th, I've got two to tell you about. At 8 p.m. at Jurgles, the California Guitar Trio. Also at 8 p.m. on November 16th at the Thunderbird, Titus Andronicus. Saturday the 20th, I've got two things to tell you about. At 7 p.m. at Club Cafe, Chris Smither. And at 8 p.m. on Saturday, November 20th, at Mr. Small Theater, Murder by Death with Sean James. Skipping ahead to the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 27th at 7:30 p.m., Song Space at First Unitarian is presenting Kate Snow and her one-woman show, Strange Power. For more information, go to uusongspace.com. On Thursday, December 2nd, At 8 p.m., the Club Cafe, the Michigan Rattlers. Friday, December 3rd, at 8 p.m. at Jurgles, Donna the Buffalo. Saturday, December 4th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, Calliope presents Amethyst Kia. And for more information, you go to calliopehouse.org. Tuesday, December 7th, in what should be a really great show at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, Charlie Parr and Dead Horses. And we got two to tell you about on Friday, December 10th at 8 p.m. at the Club Cafe, Dar Williams with Emily Scott Robinson. And at 8 p.m. on Friday, the 10th of December at the Roxy Inn, Tommy Emmanuel with Andy McKee. That was the WRCD Music Calendar. The WRCD Music Calendar is heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m., unless we're in the throes of automation. If your organization would like to post an event or an online event on our calendar, send email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Submit notices at least 2 weeks in advance of the event date, and be sure to include the venue, artist name, date, time, and a short description. Let me also remind you that Thursday, November 11th to Sunday, November 14th, WRCT DJs will be doing their annual Anatomy of the Ear presentation. This is a series of 1-hour-long specials of the genres you love mixed with ones you never knew you were missing. Yours truly, Manda Richard, will be doing a set of classic bluegrass on Saturday the 13th at 6 p.m. But tune in from 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday, November 11th through Sunday, November 14th, and you'll hear great music. You can find more information at wrct.org, including the schedule of what genre will be on when. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sharing part of your day with WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, Almighty.
Yeah.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. Discover more helpful tips and resources at fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go, riding along in my
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for people on the go.
I sent you to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear.
It's Amanda Richard here from WRCT's eclectic folk radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Every so often, a musician who's not in the areas of music that I usually cover in Whiskey Before Breakfast comes to me for an interview. And you're about to hear an interview with a young flautist, flute player, Alex Hamburger. She's from the jazz side of the family, and she'll be stopping in Pittsburgh on a CD release tour on November 11th of 2021 at First Unitarian as part of the UU Songspace concert series. Thursday, November 11th, 7:30 p.m. at First Unitarian, 605 Morwood Avenue. More information at uusongspace.com. If you're hearing this interview before November 11th of 2021, we of course hope that it'll encourage you to consider attending the concert. If you're hearing this interview after November 11th, we hope it encourages you to look for live music wherever you are, and to attend concerts and to support the local music community and the national music community. All right, enough editorializing from me. We're going to start off by hearing Alex Hamburger on the flute and Jose Luis Martins on the piano doing a really fun cover of Joe Henderson's Serenity right here on WRCT.
Thank you.
And what you just heard from 2019 was Alex Hamburger on the flute and Jose Luis Martins on the piano doing Joe Henderson's Serenity. And Alex Hamburger's on the phone with me. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
So what's a young whippersnapper like you doing with a remake of Joe Henderson's Serenity?
You know, Joe Henderson has always been one of my favorite saxophone players. Someone who, you know, I had like a copy, a CD of Inner Urge in my mom's car growing up. And
You definitely have changed it, though.
Yeah, with that little duo EP, it was kind of a spur of the moment thing. And we really wanted to experiment with, especially with Serenity. That was kind of a last take. Let's see how far we can take it. Let's see how much we can just, like, trust each other in the moment and see what happens and create something new from it.
Well, what's cool about that is to hear the, yeah, it's got the melody, it's got the head in it from Henderson's playing, but then it does sort of have a lot more space in it than sort of the bop groove that he had.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of, those two things kind of like went hand in hand, kind of allowing for that space and that like push and pull, listen to each other and improvise kind of in a more open way than I guess traditionally.
Alex Hamburger plays the flute and sings, and she will be coming to Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th, in a concert at Song Space at First Unitarian. And it'll be indoors in the chapel at 605 Moorwood Avenue, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday the 11th. We're really lucky to have you and your quartet stop by.
Yeah, we're really excited to come to Pittsburgh. It's been a while since I've been there, but it's a great city and really excited to be able to share my CD release tour in Pittsburgh.
Alex Hamburger is chatting with us here on WRCT, and your new record is called And She Spoke. It's very much a project with an overriding thought, isn't it?
So And She Spoke is a collection of music that I've written based off of poetry by women poets and music I've kind of arranged or we've kind of reimagined by women composers.
Now, how did you get started in jazz flute? I mean, there are not that many jazz flautists. I mean, when I think of a jazz flutist, I think of Herbie Mann, or I think of a whole bunch of saxophonists who played the flute for a different tone, a different color.
That's actually a funny story. So my dad is a professional drummer in the D.C. area. And when I was born and those few years after, he was playing a lot with a flute player named Al Williams, who was actually from Philadelphia but had moved to the D.C. area. And Al was in Mongoose Santa Maria's band and Stanley Clark's band. And so my dad was in Al's band, and Al is actually my godfather. And so since he was playing a lot with Al during the time when I was young, some of my earliest memories are of him, and he was a saxophone player, but he really studied classical flute and really loved the flute. And I was just like 4 or 5 years old, and I told my parents, I want to play the flute. And yeah, that was that.
So did you start off with Telemann and Mozart and all the classical repertoire?
Oh, absolutely. I had a couple really great classical teachers. I was in orchestras, and I did the whole classical thing. And at the same time was, you know, even from a young age, was learning standards and sneaking my way into dance sessions with my dad starting at 13. And in high school, I was still studying classically, but I was also in a jazz academy with a traveling band here and studying with saxophone players. And I just realized that improvised music and, you know, this tradition of music was really what I wanted to do. And that it didn't matter if I was a flute player. I was going to do it anyways.
When I think of the flute in jazz, I think of a lot of the sort of the overblowing technique and the singing while blowing into the flute of, you know, people like Roshan Rollin Kirk.
Yeah.
But you really retain that pure tone from your classical training.
I try.
What's it like working in a quartet?
And I think you managed to recruit one of your professors to join your quartet.
So on the record is Doug Weiss, the great bass player who's, you know, been the bassist and musical director with Al Foster and played with Brian Blade and played with Brad Meldow and, you know, could go on forever. Doug and I actually became, he was my professor at SUNY Purchase, but we like quickly became pretty good friends. And I had gotten to play some gigs with him, and he had actually hired me for a gig or two. And when I had the idea to do this album, I was actually living in Switzerland along with Chase, the drummer, and Jose Luis, and we were just moving back to New York and ended up going back to record the album. And I had just thought of Doug as, you know, as someone who could really bring it for this record, especially since the record was made all in one day. We all flew to Europe. We played two nights at the Bird's Eye with one rehearsal, and then we had one day in the studio to make the whole record. And, you know, at that time I had thought that Doug was someone who could really bring, you know, an interesting perspective, both musically and personally. And it was a wild ride.
I love that story because, I mean, I've been in bands where, you know, you go into the studio and you spend 3 days working on one song. And I've been in bands that rehearse and then go into the studio and just play it all in a weekend. And I sure prefer that.
Yeah. It was, what was great is that by the time we got into the studio, we had played these four sets already. So we were kind of like already hitting the ground running, even if we had that little amount of time.
We're chatting with Alex Hamburger, whose new record, And She Spoke, has just come out here in November of 2021. And let's let the people hear something from that record. Why don't you tell us about your version of a poem that your grandmother wrote?
Definitely. Actually, the starting point for this whole project was my grandmother, Ana Maria Codes, who was an activist and an educator and both a writer of poetry and a published writer of poetry and short stories in Paraguay, South America. And this, she was especially there and being an educator and an activist and writer amongst the Stroessner dictatorship that went until the 1980s. Her writing and her art and her activism and her educating children, for her, it was really all one, and it was really about, like, letting the people's voice be heard. So this is a poem from her book that I love called La Desperación es la Pasión Verdaderamente Humana. And as the starting point for this project, this is one of my favorite songs on the record.
Thank you. atreverse a contemplar el sol.
We are chatting with Alex Hamburger, who's a flautist. Who you live now in New York?
I'm actually living in Maryland, right in the D.C. area
okay,
now.
Okay, so you're back in the D.C. area, and her new record is called And She Spoke. And I'm not even going to attempt the Spanish name of what you just heard. I think it translates to something as despair is the truly human passion.
Yeah, that's actually a great translation. I'm going to use that.
This record with you and Jose Luis Martins on the piano and Doug Weiss on the bass and Chase Kusel on the drums, it's really interesting. And it's a project, you said it started with this poem from your grandmother. And what your goal is?
It developed into this album of music, original compositions based off of poetry by female poets, and then arrangements of songs by female composers that I love.
What made you feel this was an important time to make a record like this?
So this record actually was recorded in November 2019, but my grandmother, my mother, you know, I come from a line of artists and feminists who, especially, you know, my grandmother, her art and her activism were as one, and I led a feminist club in high school, and I, you know, I used to skip school and go to protests downtown in D.C., and these women's voices are so often not heard at the importance that they are to both the music and just to society, and especially the voices of Black and brown women that have been silenced for so long. And, you know, not everybody knows about Monk, but not everybody knows about Mary Lou Williams, who was one of his teachers, you know. And so I just thought that this was an opportunity for me to really highlight those women that are the reason that someone like me can be doing what I'm doing today.
The other thing that your record shows is how poetry and jazz are both, that can intertwine into a performance.
You know, for me, I don't know. I've always loved poetry. My grandmother was a poet. My mom was an actress and a dancer. And so poetry was always kind of around from a young age. And it was a way that I felt, an art form that I felt connected to. And I just find that, like, you know, what are lyrics? Lyrics are just a different setting of a poem. So I think they really go hand in hand for me.
I also get a sense that there's a little bit of the beat consciousness, you know, going back to the 1950s and 60s in the way that you do some of the phrasing over the music.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I don't know if that was so conscious or if that is just a result of taking material that was either created or inspired by that time and putting it together, you know.
Well, I think it's a very affecting record, Alex Hamburger's And She Spoke. And you'll be able to see her in Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th, over at the First Unitarian Church at 605 Morwood Avenue, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 11th. Are you bringing the full quartet with you?
Yeah, so it'll be Chase Kiesel and Jose Luis Martins. And on bass now in my band, because Doug Weiss is pretty busy and also mostly living in Europe these days, but I have a great young bass player, Tyrone Allen, who is from the D.C. area but lives in New York and plays with everyone from Rodney Green to Jasmia Horn. And so it'll be a special show.
What's the most fun you've had at a show recently?
You know, this past Saturday, we did a night of Brazilian music, Jose Luis and I and some friends here in the D.C. area at Tacoma Station. And I have to tell you, Brazilian music is just so fun. It was so fun.
It really is. There's a sort of a freedom and a improvisation that happens in Brazilian music that does not happen most other places in the world.
There's so many different rhythms and styles, and the show ended up being kind of like a trip around Brazil through the music, and that was really fun.
I hear, in addition to Brazilian and South American music, I swear, girl, I hear some 12-tone contemporary classical music and contemporary jazz in what you're doing.
I haven't, to be quite honest, like, deeply studied that much of contemporary classical music, but I do love it. I mean, and I was lucky, actually, to study with Guillermo Klein when I was living in Switzerland, and then work with him a little bit on this music, and he really teaches a lot of Messiaen and his different approaches to harmony. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. There's definitely some inspiration from what I got to learn from him and him helping me with the music that is inspired by Schoenberg and Messiaen. So, yeah.
Alex Hamburger and her new record, And She Spoke, in which she is paying homage to the women whose voices have come before. And I sense you want to extend the tradition with your own voice as well.
We are the next generation of women, and we have a duty to the women before us and the women after us to use our voices.
What did you notice about the difference between the jazz scene in Switzerland and other parts of Europe compared to New York and Washington, D.C. and other parts of America?
You know, it's just very different. I think that the context of learning and playing jazz, which is Black American music, is very different in Europe. But there's also a lot of interesting things happening and coming from the different cultures there and how they mix with jazz and how they approach improvisational music. It's definitely a different context for learning and playing.
We've got time to squeeze in one more track from your new record, And She Spoke, and we both were talking about Burning the Letters, which is your musical interpretation of a poem by
Sylvia Plath. Yeah, Burning the Letters. You know, I love Sylvia Plath, and I just couldn't figure out how to stick her poem as lyrics, so I just wrote this song that I felt was an instrumental representation of the poem.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool. I think it's a really cool record. All right, here comes Alex Hamburger and her quartet doing Alex's interpretation of the Sylvia Plath poem, Burning the Letters, right here on WRCT.
Thank you.
What you just heard was Alex Hamburger and her quartet doing Burning the Letters, a tune she wrote in response to Sylvia Plath's poem of the same name, Burning the Letters. And Alex will be in Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th at Songspace at First Unitarian, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, November 11th at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, 605 Morwood Avenue, Pittsburgh. Thanks again to Alex for spending so much time with us. And thank you for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo, and you're listening to Viva La Mock, 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB, a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva La Mock. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard, I believe. Am I right with that coming up?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're coming in on the 12th of November. And so the 12th will be at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. We're doing two shows back to back on the 13th as well at Woolly's. On the 12th, it's a 7 p.m. show. And then on the 13th, it's a 4 p.m. show. We're going to do early, kind of like we do at the wineries. So, and then, of course, on the 14th, we'll be at the Steelers tailgate bash at Stage AE. Exciting.
Yeah, so and the Steelers tailgate bash, that's just free to go into, is it not?
Yeah, it's either, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, with Stage AE, it's either going to be outdoors or indoors, weather dependent, obviously. We're hoping that we come in and it's one of those beautiful Pittsburgh autumn days that I remember as a kid. So, but either way, we're ready to rock.
Now let's talk about that. So Nick, you've got some roots back here in the great Steel City area, and then you left. You left the little scene here, and you went out to L.A. and kind of got yourself wrapped up in the scene out there. Isn't that right?
Right. In the early '80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember. Or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for, at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene, guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know? So I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it. Cause she used to take photographs and stuff with all those bands. And then I moved to LA a couple years later. And got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
So you've got a new album out, or I should say you had an album released in 2021. So to me, that's new. It's current. It's on Big Stir. And this was actually your first full length for Big Stir. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this little... just this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background.